Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. We want you to be part of the conversation. We want you part of the solution. We want you to be part of the family, seriously. You know, and the only way you do that, really, get informed, understand what it is that you're talking about, right? Even if it takes getting bits and pieces, because your whole idea isn't to shove it down somebody's throat. The whole idea is to inform somebody, to make sure they understand what's going on. Seriously. I mean, honestly, otherwise, I mean, what are we doing here? If you want to make a difference, what are we doing here? So, always appreciate her company with me. Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does every week, as my co-host. And Sonia, thanks for being with me.
Howdy. Pleasure to be with you.
Hey, listen, always a pleasure to be with me. What can I say? Anyhow, I have to have a moment, don't I? No, can't have. No,
you can only have a moment. That's
only
it.
A moment. Yeah. Yeah. Joey B was at it again. You heard that he read the teleprompter again.
Oh, dear.
You know.
Well, can you imagine him not reading it? So what did he say? I must have missed it.
You know what? No, go back to your point, because you're right. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where you really can't imagine a day where he doesn't make a gaffe.
Yeah.
Right? And you saw the one where he said, four more years. But he wasn't supposed to say that. You know that, right?
Right.
He was supposed to allow them to say it. And he would just smile and pause and wait while they were saying four more years.
Well, whoever's writing it in for him is also stupid, because they know he's not going to... I mean, he reads the words pause when it's written in the script for him to pause. So it's also the problem of... They need to color code things or something.
Well, have you seen the... What was that movie where... The guy was a newscaster, and they always said anything that they put on the teleprompter, he would read.
Right.
Oh, who was it? Was it Ron something or other.
Was it broadcast news?
It might have been. It might have been, but it was just hilarious to hear that.
He was an idiot.
Oh.
Or maybe maybe it was the Will Ferrell one. I don't know, but
that was the one. The Will Ferrell one.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious. And this is what he does. So it's really funny. All right, let's talk about the riots, not the rallies, right? Not the protests, but they were, not all of them, but they were pretty much riots the other night. And they're out there doing the pro-Palestinian sit-ins, walk-ins, riots, whatever. And the different cities handled them differently. Mm-hmm. And I think I was telling you earlier, you know, I saw Boston, Texas, and Florida. Mm-hmm. Went in there. Now, Boston was a little different. I thought it was really different the way they handled it. They allowed them to have their protest. The police officers came out and said, look, it's approaching 10 o'clock. We're going to need you gone at 10. You know, we cut you some slack. You're standing in the streets. You're closing down the streets. We can't have this. We can't have you doing that for safety reasons and other reasons. Right. We need you to move along. So they asked them several times. And the cop was very, very, very nice about it. A lot nicer than I would have been. And finally, as usual, one of the little white girls gets up in his face and starts yelling at him.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because she's, you know, Palestinian needs to be free. Palestine needs to be free. And she starts the whole thing over again. And the boss of the cop just turned around and basically looked at his compadre and said, all right, clear the street.
That's it.
And they're upset about it.
Of course they are. They've never been told that they weren't the most important people in the world with the most important message and can change the world. I'm always suspect when people say, I just want to change the world. You know, yeah. Why don't you just start with yourself? That would be very helpful.
But there's nothing wrong with me.
Right. There's nothing. Yeah. My mommy and daddy told me that ever since I was born. Yeah, it's very interesting how different places... I want to say USC handled it in swift order as well. I saw them dragging kids off, and they weren't taking any mess. Now, I don't know how long it took them to get there, but, yeah, I think I saw a video of USC taking those kids out. I want to say there was 100 kids arrested at USC here in California.
Yeah, you're right. It was over 100 kids.
Very odd for California. I was shocked to see it. And then I guess yesterday at UCLA they had one. I don't know the outcome of that, but, you know, it's getting out of hand. First of all, it's frightening to see all these anti-Semitic kids, people, period. I had no idea that our country was in this sort of state. So, you know, I'm glad the roaches have exposed themselves into the light. It's like, now what do you do with them? Other than, I love the fact that you said the cops rounded them up.
Oh, you saw the same thing happen in Texas. The same thing happened in Tampa. Okay. You know, DeSantis said right off the bat, we're not doing this. You don't have a permit. You don't have a right just to do it. We're not going to allow you to damage public property.
Right.
So you're gone.
I wonder if they have to have a permit or something like everybody else does.
On college campuses, they usually at least have to let security know what they're doing, and there's a notification with it. Got to go for a quick break, though. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more of my co-host, Sonia Schmidt, when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe is here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's why we all win. We all win when you get informed. And I want you to win. I want you to feel good about yourself. I want you to be able to really have an intelligent conversation with the other side. May not always be possible, but we do want to try. Sonya Smith joins me, as she does every week, as my co-host. Always appreciate her time with me and very much enjoy it. How you doing?
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, it makes for a better show.
I think so too, but I didn't want to say that.
I said it. You don't have to. Not a problem. Anyway, I forgot what we were talking about.
Before we went to the break, we were talking about ill-mannered kids and how they think they can save the world and how they're about to get got. in summation.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you've talked about it, I've talked about it, the whole nine yards about how the kids are, you know, the younger kids, what are they called? The kids of the gentle parenting group, whatever it's called.
Yes, right.
Right? Because I was listening to one of those moms talk. We had talked about this the other day, you and I, and we had talked about this gentle parenting, different parenting, whatever it was called.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to this woman talk, and every response to the child was non-negative. You couldn't even say no.
Wow, yeah.
It was deflecting them. Look at this toy. Please don't play with the gas stove because you got this over here. And look at this is so much more fun. And I'm thinking, right, that scared me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God bless. It's
better if you slam the refrigerator door open and close because that's quieter. See, you won't. You know what? It's insane. And I know that when I had my kids, and that's been a long time ago, they were starting at crap and it was, I'm sorry I bought into it because I always told my kids no, but then I explained to them why. But you know what? That turned out not to be enough because the whys kept going into another question of why until I exhausted myself. In fact, someone said to me, I was so frustrated, and I said, why doesn't she do what I'm asking her to do? And he said, because you haven't told her 100 times yet. And it dawned on me that that's what I was doing. I was repeating myself over and over. And then I got to the point where I said, you're going to do this on the count of one. And then they panicked and they did it. But you know, wow. How before you go, I'm going to give you to the count of 10. I was like, no, that went down to, I'm going to give you to the count of one.
Yeah,
they will do what you train them up to do. And these kids come from this gentle parenting phrase where nothing, they have been told nothing to do.
Yeah.
No, everything they do is glorious.
Yep. No, you're right. And every thought that they have is the most important thing in the room.
Yeah.
They're allowed to interrupt. They're allowed to just start talking in the middle of your conversation. It's really an interesting group of kids that they have raised, isn't it?
That Greta is—I don't know why I'm getting ready to call her Greta Van Susteren. That's not her name, is it?
We don't know. No. But we only know how many Gretas do you know? For God's sakes!
Exactly. Okay, so that one—the how dare you girl? How dare a 15-year-old, 16-year-old girl at the time—I guess she was—telling the world this is how narcissistic she is. This is how self-indulgent she is. Her parents taught her that she's so important that she could tell the entire globe. How dare you?
Yep. Yeah, and people are okay with it.
And
it's just amazing.
Are okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They consider her a hero. What kind of damage is that doing that girl?
Well, think about how much self-importance she has now, to your point.
Uh-huh.
Right? Look at who I spoke with. You know what I did when I was 15 years old? You know what I did when I was 16?
Right.
Just amazing.
Right. Try marrying her. Try dating her.
No. Never, not, and I would keep my kids from doing it too.
She will be a mess.
You're taking down the will. You go anywhere near her within 20 feet, you're done.
Yeah.
How's that?
And she looks so miserable. You can see it in her face. If you want to imagine that, you know, they're doing this girl a service that putting her on this pedestal is good for her. Just look at her face. Turn the sound down. Yeah, you know, turn the volume down and just look at her while she's talking.
Yep.
They're creating a very unhappy, very sick girl.
Well, all right. A big blow to the Me Too movement, one way or the other. You know, the Weinstein case was tossed out.
Yeah.
Out of New York.
That was shocking.
It was. And, you know, the funny thing about that is that Alvin Bragg, I think he prosecuted that case. I'm not sure. Yes. I got to do a little more research, but somebody sent this.
No, that's what I heard as well.
Yeah, right. And we all agree he's a despicable human being. It's not like he didn't do anything wrong. I think this one was thrown out for on a technicality.
Right.
But you know, again, New York's highest court ruled that the judge tainted the jury by allowing witnesses to testify about subjects that had nothing to do with his case. So, see, it was a technicality, not that he didn't do it.
Right, it was a technicality.
Yep.
So, the left, does the left really care about women? like they say they do?
No.
I mean, they just showed you. People in Hollywood, if they're women in Hollywood, if their eyes have not been awakened by this, then they're stupid. They just thumb their nose in the face of all of those actresses, all of those people who came out, all of those alleged rape victims and everything else. And trust me, from the stories I've heard, Weinstein was a real monster. Court just said, I don't care. Now, they're saying he's still got to do the 16 years of the original charge. I don't know what that... But any additionals, they let him out.
Right.
You know, and sure enough, they'll probably let him out on good behavior. He's probably living in a very posh cell as it is, but he'll get out soon.
Yeah. Well, he'll get out because of health reasons. You know, I got to tell you, I get the biggest kick out of these judges now, and they're trying to overturn, like, the death penalty, and how many years they're talking about the death penalty for serial rapists, things like that. And now you've got these AGs, the Democrat AGs across the country, saying, "Well, that's cruel and unusual punishment." They go down this rabbit trail, and I say to them, "Wait a minute, we had corporal punishment while the writers of the Constitution were alive." Now, don't you think they would have run out to the court and go, "Whoa, whoa, 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 what are you doing? We specifically said don't do this."
They think they're smarter than those guys. Anyhow, those guys are just...
All right, got to go for commercial break. Be back in a minute. Okay. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe and Sonia when we return.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In the past 2 weeks, hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested for protesting the Gaza war. Anti-Israel demonstrations have emerged nationwide since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. According to the New York Times, protesting students have since been setting up tents at campuses across the country, resulting in over 400 protesters being arrested for refusing to disperse. President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. Biden made his statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern. Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, has said on social media he's ready to debate Biden. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Love the bass line. Thank you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time with us. Also, my co-host, always enjoy her time as well. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every Friday. And Sonia, thanks for being with me.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yep, no problem. And you're going... I know we like to talk about this. You're going fly fishing tomorrow, right? Or cast fishing
or something. Yes, on the beach. Yeah. On the beach. So it's surf fishing. I've never done it before. I've been there while other people are doing it, but I guess I'm going to learn tomorrow. And it should be nice. We're going to have coffee and donuts by the beach. And the stuff that they pull up out of that ocean is very frightening, and it's very close by the shore. So I am convinced after the last time I went, I'll never let my grandkids go swimming in the beach again. I mean, sharks, everything are right there, about 3 feet away from the shoreline.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So very fun to watch.
Yeah, but everybody swims in there. I mean,
that's right. I wouldn't anymore. Nope, buddy.
Are you pulling sharks up or something?
Yeah.
Or? Really? Okay. Well, you gotta ask.
I mean, they're right by the shore. It's not like it's far out. It's right by the shore.
Well, you know, sharks get hungry too.
I guess so.
Sorry. I had to have fun. I had to have a little fun with that, you know.
I don't know. I don't have the equipment for it either. And the equipment for fly fishing is not cheap. No? I just got enough stuff to fish in, like, lakes or you know, regular normal water. But what you have to buy to do ocean fishing is a whole different ballgame. It's
amazing.
Like deep sea fishing as opposed to, you know, regular trout fishing, I suppose.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. I couldn't stand all that quiet, so...
No, it's not quiet at all at the beach or... Yeah, that's true. When you do go... When lake fishing and stuff, it's very quiet and beautiful and... I know, all that fresh air and beauty probably would drive you nuts.
Yep, you know, I got to have me some smog and dirty ocean water. You know, remind me of being home in Boston.
There you go.
All right, we were talking earlier about gentle parenting. And somebody sent me a link to something called gender-neutral parenting.
Oh, dear. I can imagine already what that is. Oh, my gosh.
So the article starts with gender is hierarchical and produces inequalities in society, including behaviors that are taught from childhood. These days, many parents choose gender-neutral parenting when raising their children. This form of parenting encourages children to explore the world and express themselves in their own way without being limited to traditional gender roles. Being gender neutral doesn't mean parents deny their child's developing gender without imposing any gender-based limits on their children.
Hello, the 70s called and want their experimentation back. I'm sorry, they've already gone through this. The only twist they're putting on that is they're saying they're not going to discourage it. But, you know, it's the same thing they did in the 70s. They did that in schools. They did it. They encouraged it in your homes. They forced dolls on boys. They forced male toys on girls. And they thought that it, because they thought the way we teach them is a social construct. The gender thing is a social construct. Well, they've discovered that it isn't. They discovered that when you give a kid a Barbie doll, he's going to reconstruct that thing and turn it into an AK-47. Yeah. You know? And girls will just have no interest in the other. You know, I love boy toys, but it wasn't because I had some gender issue. And it wasn't because society was trying to impose some experiment on me. Leave them alone. How about leave our kids alone? We're going to have that generation. I don't know who's going to take care of the country, to be honest. I just don't know who's going to have the capability of being men and women. The men, now, who's going to go to war for us? Who's going to... Victor David Hansen, I think, was writing a book, and I don't think he came out with it, but he was spelling out the importance of having men in societies. Men, yep. Males, not soy boys, not people who need a safe room, not guys who need a safe room, but the importance of having, you know, I always think, oh yeah, of course we need somebody to fight wars, but he just spelled it out. You know, everything from wars to chivalry and how all those things are important in our society and what they mean to the survival of our society. I'm just afraid that we will not be able to continue on the way things are going.
Well, I read two articles recently. One of them has to do with the male gene actually, you know, not as prevalent in males as it used to be.
Exactly.
Okay, but they're chalking some of that up to the foods that we're eating and what's in the foods that we're eating and that kind of stuff.
Yes, there are many reasons. Even the fact that they're sitting down a lot, they're sitting more than ever, that they're not challenged as much as they were in terms of competitiveness and physicalness. Yep. They don't have to go out and, you know, they don't have to go out and do the things that they had to do.
No more hunting and gathering. They go to the supermarket.
Exactly. There's many reasons why. So, you know, that's why people, you were laughing the other day that you didn't know who Andrew Tate and some of the other guys were. One of the things that those guys who are promoting maleness in males, they say you got to get out and challenge yourself. You have to go work out. You have to go do these things as men. Otherwise, you lose it. And all
you
that
know,
stuff.
You know, you're right. And then I was reading another article about how our boys we're not allowing them to be boys. That the female-run education systems, you know, schools, if you would, they can't relate to a little boy with all that energy, with all that steam, wanting to burn it off, wanting to be a little bit more physical, and they don't see that as proper behavior. So they keep not allowing those boys to burn off their steam. You know,
well, not only are they not allowing it, which they could easily solve by giving boys an extra 15 minutes or so on the playground.
Yep.
They demonize it. They tell the boys that that's bad behavior and that they're misbehaving. So boys in the classroom are working against their nature and feeling like they're doing something wrong when they're just being boys. I told you about the short period of time I taught Sunday school, and the boys who were my absolute favorite were so rambunctious. I was like, I can't teach a class like this. I can't have order. And I like order. As you know, I like order. And I was like, I'm going to try to squash their spirit if I stick around. So I quit. The girls were completely different, and they annoyed the heck out of me because they were so well-behaved, and all they cared about is, you know, they'd come up to me and show off their dress, their new dress, and if I asked if I thought it was pretty. And I was like, and I just wanted them to get out of my face and go play with the boys. But the boys were so rambunctious, I was like, I can't teach a class like this. So I understand what teachers go through, and they have, you know, so many in their class every day, all day long. And then you've got the feminist movement inside the classrooms as well. So, we don't cater to boys. There's definitely a war on boys. Yep. And I think it's trickled up to the war on men. When you have the adult men being called toxic, if you're masculine at all, you know, it's called toxic.
You're bad. There's something wrong with you, right?
Yeah, we've done a real disservice to men in our society.
Well, so there's another article about men or 10 ways that the role of men have changed since mm-hmm. the baby boomer days. And I find them, the only reason I like this article is because it's almost like it's going out of its way to tell you how bad male norms are, mm-hmm. right? And the first one is, evolving gender norms. Men today can explore beyond traditional stereotypes, fostering personal growth and diversity. The shift promotes inclusivity and acceptance of various masculine expressions. Certain behaviors were shunned upon. And I know what they're talking about without actually saying it. We used to say that some men were a little bit more effeminate than others. But it wasn't like we beat them up in the alleyway or something.
Right.
You know? All right. We got to go for that ever-loving break again. Got to raise some money somehow. Joe and Sonia will be back in just a minute. Don't go far.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like we are back. I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by engaging. I don't care how you do it, right? I mean, you go to water board meetings, city council meetings, school board meetings, whatever you need to do to make something happen, that's what you need to do. And find your passion, be willing to stick to it, and work it through. Really, really that's, simple. All right. Sonya Schmidt joins me as my co-host, as she does every Friday. Always appreciate her time with me as well. Hey, Sonya, how we doing? You're going fishing tomorrow. You're going to be fine.
Are you saying I can go to meetings to learn how to waterboard somebody?
Well, hey, let me know where that one is. I'll go with you.
That right? One, and I've already got a list of people I'd like to waterboard.
So, where was it? Somebody in the chat room said that... what is it? They love that kind of fishing, too, because you draw the line in the water, you crack the can of beer, and sit down and enjoy.
Not with that kind. No, not with fly fishing. Fly fishing is more work than it? Oh, yeah. In fact, I don't know if you remember this, but I was having real trouble with my right arm. I mean, from my shoulder. I mean, everything. I thought I was going to have to go to the doctor, and I was like, what did I do differently? It was fly fishing, because you're constantly...
So you're saying fly fishing could be dangerous and bad for your health?
No, I'm not saying that. To be honest, I was probably doing the technique all wrong. But it's not like the kind of... It's not the fishing that you have the little chair and the beer, six-pack of beer, and you sit down and throw the line in the water. It's not that at all. You're constantly moving and watching the water and changing your fly. If something's not working, you're constantly... It's not like you just go, hey, they're biting with the salmon eggs today, and just throw it in the water. It's not like that at all. It's very intellectual, in fact. And in fact, you'll find a lot of real smarty-pants people who do fly fishing. There's a young guy in our team who does, he's one of the people who sent the tracker up to Mars.
Oh, wow.
These people are not lightweights. A lot of business, a lot of really smart people do this because it really stretches your brain as well as just puts you out in a beautiful environment. But you are, there's a lot of, you're studying etymology and, you know, and they're very environmentally minded, but not the creepy kind, like the, you know, Greta, whatever her name is. It's not ridiculous. You're doing it because you want to keep the environment producing so you can continue to fish. And so they're some of the first people who notice when there's something going on in the environment that you know, changes in numbers or changes in the environment. So they're very helpful people, but they're not creepy. I thought, oh, God, environmentalist. And you know how I feel about it. I've written a book about it, so I've gone into detail about them. But no, this is a completely different type of group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, the other day, I'm going to switch gears on you for a second, but the other day we were talking about homeschooling and how homeschooling is now growing, and that even in the black community, last year it was up 16%.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Teachers are concerned about homeschooling. We just did that story. And now I'm seeing more, and it's because I'm sensitive to it, I'm seeing more and more stories about how negative homeschooling is and how it's failing to deliver a balanced education. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're scared.
And I always tell people, you got to learn how to read the news if you're going to read it. And I say reading, but, you know, and just being exposed to the news. You got to watch those catchphrases. You got to watch what they're reporting over and over and over again. So you just reported a story about how they're basically wanting and willing to mess with the heads of little boys.
Yep.
Being masculine is negative. You can imagine how a lot of homeschooling black parents are finding homeschooling so beneficial because their boys aren't being squashed. They're, you know, little black boys are probably told that they're wrong in so many different areas. And then in terms of their masculinity, they're very physical, and they, you know, I know if they're anything like my grandson, just really big sports, so they're not getting squashed like that in the school. So I would advise black parents to really listen to the news and see how they're trying to get your kids back into that place that's going to really squash your kids' spirit, in particular boys, because they are targeting boys, and they have been doing that.
No
since
question.
The 70s.
Yep.
They don't care if girls play with trucks because that was going to make them more powerful. They want to weaken the male spirit. Someone said to me, they don't want to create better men. They want to create defective girlfriends.
And wow.
I totally believe that. They don't want husbands. They don't want boyfriends. They want defective girlfriends.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
listen
just amazing.
All those things that you said are just to confuse and ruin men. And I saw that happening during the feminist movement, is that men were starting to, they didn't know what they were supposed to do. We told them they were supposed to read poetry to us and, you know, get out of touch with their masculinity and not open our doors and not help.
Oh, you would have had to pick me up off the floor. I'd have been rolling around laughing so hard.
Yep, well, that's what they were. If you were trying to date during the feminist era, they did not know. And of course they want to date. So now what's happened is they've gone full swing, and a lot of guys aren't dating anymore. And a lot of women are going, where are the men? Well, you squashed them. You already told them that they were useless. And if you read the comments in the section, when you read these type of articles, guys straight up say, you told us that we weren't necessary. And guess what? we don't need you anymore. The fact of the matter is in the olden days, in order to have any sort of physical or romantic or intimate relationship with a woman, emotionally or physical, you had to have a relationship with them. You had to put time in it. You had to care about it, nurture it, protect it. Well, nowadays, all you got to do is swipe left or right.
That's a good point, though. That's a really good point. How do you get to know somebody? You can read about it, but how do you really know them?
You don't know anybody, and you don't have to, because if somebody is too problematic, you just move on to the next one. You can get everything you want, or you cannot be bothered with them in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, I read about what men go through in the court system if they've had children and they get a divorce, which, you know, 40% of people are getting divorced.
Right.
What happens to the men in a divorce case? It's sad and it's unfair.
So I'm glad you said it.
A lot of men are opting out.
I've talked to guys going through divorces, and it's amazing to me that the courts in this day and age still very much side on the side of the women, no matter what's going on. And, you know, I'm sorry, but not all women are angels. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And now, you know, with the no-fault divorce, and it's not good for families. It's just... We've created a huge mess. We're already putting these kids in a bad situation with all of the divorces and, you know, broken families. And I like to complain about during the holidays where, the kids have to be in different places. My kids now are married and they have that family, and then their father who doesn't live with me, and they live in another part of town. And it's just like, you know what, on the holidays, I go, just let me know when I'm supposed to show up and where, because it's too much to make the kids feel guilty about, just get together. Well, they didn't create this problem. I did, you know, or the parents did. So now these kids are having to just be torn all over the place. And none of this is good.
No, you and I talked about that before. I did the same thing with mine. It was kind of like, look, guys, whatever you decide to do, whatever you need to do, just let us know so we can plan accordingly.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we would take the weekend to do a Christmas or turkey while they went to be, you know, with their mom. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's less stress on them, and they don't feel tore apart.
Exactly. I don't want to add any more stress than I've already added to to creating the situation.
Well, it wasn't my fault. It was her fault anyway, but go ahead.
I agree with me too, but... could have stayed for the sake of any of that, but I don't have to celebrate Christmas on the 25th. If it's more convenient for you to do it on the 28th, or then let's do it then. No problem. Yep. But when they're little and all, it's very hard. It's very hard on the whole family, and I think we're just really messing up guys in the long run. And then now women are looking up, going, "Where are all the men?" And all the men are going, "Hey, you told us to take a hike, and we did, and we don't need you anymore." Really, we don't. They're not. Women are not needed for what? Guys are having babies out of wedlock. Guys are not paying for the babies that they create out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
They're not having to go out and slay dragons for women who aren't appreciative, and the guy has to go slay the dragon and then come back and clean half the castle, and he better do it right. Or why would he even bother?
She'll yell at him from the couch. Is that kind of what you're saying?
I mean, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I get it. And she's probably working, you know, overtime outside of the home, too, to feel good about herself, to feel about like a full woman. Yep. So she's exhausted.
All right, Sonia, we got to go. We're at the end of the run, as they say.
Oh, my goodness.
You have fun fishing tomorrow. Always a pleasure.
I will do.
Okay. God bless.
God bless
you, Joe, your host. Listen, be safe over the weekend. I want you back with me on Monday. Don't do anything stupid. You've been listening to The Joe Messina Show.